And let's go around the circle. Mary, you started first on Monday, so it's back to you starting first today on Thursday. I got a method to the madness this time.
Yeah. You remembered.
I did. I've been going in a little circle, who goes first, second, third. So back to you. The wheel points to Mary.
Okay, I got to admit, I stole this from Channel 9 this morning because I thought it was so interesting.
And that's in the Next Star family. You're good.
Yeah, they're right. They're family. Have you seen these bunnies that are being found in Colorado with horns?
Whoa, no. Yeah, horned bunnies?
Just Google horned bunnies and you'll find it. But
safe search on, people.
Yes, they've been recently spotted in Fort Collins.
Horned bunnies?
Horned. Not corn bunnies.
No, horned bunnies.
Yes.
Horned bunnies.
Bunnies with horns.
Right.
So they have these little growths
like
on their heads coming out all over the place, like big warts. And it's actually a virus.
Oh, no.
Yeah, called Chope papillomavirus.
Wait, is this the one that could eventually kill them?
No, it's just a virus.
Oh, okay.
They're calling them like Frankenstein bunnies, demon bunnies, zombie bunnies. They have all these names for them. But I guess this virus is like 100 years old, named after a professor, Richard Chope, from
Rockefeller
University, who discovered these bunnies in the 1930s, and it's still happening, apparently.
No. Did you find
the
picture? Virus after you, buddy.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Chope papillomavirus.
Welcome to the Sage Kevin Powell and the Horned Bunnies.
It's kind of creepy.
It's very creepy. It's a little The Last of Us sort of feel to it.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know if they just fall off after the virus goes away or they... I mean, they don't really get an antibiotic for it, so how do you...
No, they don't go to... They don't, you know, they're not covered by Medicare. That got cut, so...
Yeah, they don't go to urgent care and get a shot.
They didn't think it was a big, beautiful bill.
Kevin, what's yours?
Football season's just about back. Locally here, high school games get going in a couple of weeks, but down in Georgia... Mm. They're underway. Down in the South, high school football is beginning. Nationally televised game tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, ESPN will always air a handful of high school games early on in the year. But this takes us to Buford, Georgia. Ever been, John?
Oh, never been. Nope.
Never been. Just north of Atlanta, about 30, 40 minutes, I believe. And they're a dominant football program, the Buford Wolves. They've won 13 state titles since 2000, something like that. They're debuting a new football stadium tonight, John.
Okay.
Any idea what the price tag might be on that new stadium?
For a high school football stadium?
Remember, this is the South, John.
Ugh, $2 million, $3
million? $2 million. Steve, any guess?
I'm going to say no.
No. Mary?
No, I'll guess. $10 million.
Mary wins. She's close. It's $62 million price tag. It's Philip Beard
Stadium.
Does it have
a dome?
It does not have a dome, but it has luxury suites in this high school football stadium. It has seats. It has bleachers. It has a massive video board they believe is one of, if not the biggest, high school video boards in the country. Also attached is a two-story field house. Now, I think the way they're justifying this is that the...
right. Who's paying for it?
Sit down. You're not going to justify
this. Well, this is what they're saying. You know, the city's paying for it, public dollars here. The city owns it, so they plan to host events there and concerts, things like that.
So, because Buford's going to be a big draw.
You never know.
Beyonce of Buford.
Beyonce of Buford.
Is this is Buford High School?
Buford High School.
The average salary for a high school teacher at Buford High School, $45,000.
And what's the GPA or what's the college?
You know what, Steve? All that matters is they win state championships.
I guess so. I'm sorry. That's not okay.
Quickly, Front Office Sports did a list of most expensive high school football stadiums. This was last year, so the Buford one not on it. But most expensive number one is in Canton, Ohio. Now, also keep in mind this is a Hall of Fame game.
Yeah, okay.
But a high school does play there. So that was $175. The NFL kicked in on that. But if we go to Cypress, Texas, back in 2006, this is inflation-adjusted, John. $124 million. Katy, Texas, $89 million. McKinney, Texas, $87 million. Allen, Texas, $82 million. So it goes on and on. All of these stadiums are in Texas.
You better believe it.
You want to just keep going now at this point?
Number 10 is $52 million.
All right, Steve.
About time, John?
No, you got 2 minutes on the dot. What do you got, Steve?
Today is National Creamsicle Day.
Ooh.
Where'd you find this story? Was this on WGN-TV?
No, was it? I didn't see it.
It's on the top of our
rundown. It's on the top of the sheet.
Oh,
I don't like creamsicles. You guys like those?
Is that the orange thing with the cream?
The orange thing with the white, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like it.
It's like an ice cream popsicle.
I like it.
It's not a dreamsicle. It's a mixture of ice cream and a popsicle.
What's the dreamsicle?
I thought it was a dreamsicle.
A dreamsicle is the orange one, right?
Yeah, with the cream in the middle.
looks like baby aspirin.
Well, then
or something.
That's the creamsicle.
Anyway, so it's kind of an interesting story. They're saying the creamsicle, but
not so far.
Popsicle goes back to I'm out of time.
No, you're not. You got a minute and 13
seconds.
The
popsicle goes back to the early 20th century. This guy Frank Epperson left his fruit juice out in the cold. It was mixed the juice and water, and
it's mix of what?
Mix of fruit juice and water.
Fruit juice and water. Okay.
He woke up and it had a spinning stick or a stir stick in the middle, frozen in. So he started making these and selling them to his friends, right?
Oh, were these the first popsicles ever?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He got a patent in 1924.
Stick in something frozen?
Right.
Okay.
They had tried something similar back in 1872, but here's the cool thing. In the Depression, that's when they developed the twin popsicle. You know,
you could
break them apart. That was because people couldn't afford a whole one, and they could buy one for a nickel and divide it up and give it to their kids.
John, remember you did this story earlier in the week about something that was created accidentally?
Yeah.
This is the opposite. This is exactly how I expected the popsicle to be invented. Somebody left stuff cold outside, and there you go. The popsicle was invented.
And this was creamsicles or dreamsicles?
This is creamsicles.
Okay.
But the history of ice cream, the first evidence of ice cream is in the 1300s in Asia.
No way.
Yeah, that's what it says.
And what's the evidence of it? Didn't it melt away? What are you
evidence mean? Of ice cream can be traced back to Asia.
What does that mean?
An ice cream fossil?
What does that have to do with a dream cycle?
Pictures? Like, what do you mean? What's the evidence, Steve?
Selling the Hokey Pokey. Two men from sell frozen ice cream treats on a stick, which they named the Hokey Pokey. That was in 1872.
Now I want to go back to the 1300s.
What's going on?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just reading from...
It's off the rail.
Off the rails.
1905, popsicles accidentally made. There's a lot of good headlines here.
Oh,
can't
boy,
eat
there
them
are.
Anymore.
Save some of those for next week with Lisa, too. Be sure to do a popsicle story every day of the week next
1920s,
week.
1920s, the ice cream
news
man.
Next from the Northwestern Medicine Harry Newsroom Bird. On WGN.